Walk on the Low Side, LOFAR explores the low-frequency radio emission of gasp jellyfish galaxies, by Alessandro Ignisti et al. Jellyfish galaxies, characterized by long filaments of stripped interstellar medium extending from the disks, are the prime laboratories to study the outcomes of RAM pressure stripping. At radio wavelengths, they often show unilateral emission extending beyond the stellar disk, and an excessive radio luminosity with respect to that expected from their current star formation rate. We present new 144 MHz images provided by the LOFAR 2-meter sky survey for a sample of 6 galaxies from the GASP survey. These galaxies are characterized by a high global luminosity at 144 MHz, 6 to 27 times 10 to the power of 22 WHZ1, in excess compared to their ongoing star formation rate. The comparison of radio and H-alpha images smoothed with a Gaussian beam corresponding to approximately 10 kPc reveals a sublinear spatial correlation between the two emissions with an average slope k equals 0.50. In their stellar disk we measure k equals 0.77, which is close to the radio-to-star formation linear relation. We speculate that, as a consequence of the RAM pressure, in these jellyfish galaxies the cosmic rays transport is more efficient than in normal galaxies. Radio tails typically have higher radio-to-H-alpha ratios than the disks, thus we suggest that the radio emission is boosted by the electrons stripped from the disks. In all galaxies, the star formation rate has decreased by a factor is less than or equal to 10 within the last approximately 10 to the power of 8 year. The observed radio emission is consistent with the past star formation, so we propose that this recent decline may be the cause of their radio luminosity to star formation rate excess. This was Walk on the Low Side, LOFAR explores the low-frequency radio emission of gasp jellyfish galaxies, by Alessandro Ignisti et al.